Welcome to Thrive Radio, expert visionary and innovative business, life, and relationship advice to live a life of doing the impossible with your host, Amy Montgomery.
Welcome to Thrive Radio. This is Amy Montgomery. Thank you for joining me today. This week, I'm going to be talking about emotional intelligence. And I'm so excited about this topic because I think that sometimes it can be ambiguous. And if you do a Google search, it's just going to be talking about how you can be emotionally aware and all this other thing. But how does this even apply to business and success in life? And what are some things that you can do to implement it in your organization if you have a business or if you're starting out? How can you get your message heard by utilizing emotional intelligence? So I'm going to talk about this today. And I really began to learn about emotional intelligence when I was working for a Big Four, serving these Fortune 500 companies, Fortune 50 companies. And there was a process that we had to go through to grow accounts. And my responsibility was the business development side of things. So it required emotional intelligence. And so these are some of the ways that I have seen this played out. One is being aware of what's going on in the organization, being aware of the dynamics and the politics. And if the person that you're working with is not seen as favorable in the organization, or if they are favorable, but they're not the decision maker, you know, there's all those different things that you have to consider when you're doing business development. But when it comes then to emotional intelligence, it's one, really understanding those dynamics, not always connecting the dots for people. Sometimes you will know a lot of information and it's not your job to connect the dots so that people will know everything and be in the know. Sometimes it's just better to allow things to play out. And then there's another aspect of this is when you are actually going in to sell your services. And this is where I want to focus on today and really understand this process. Now, at a very high level, before you go meet with somebody, one of the things that I've always done was determine what personality type somebody is before we would go meet with them, and then make sure the right person with the right personality match would be having that conversation with them. So one of the things I went through was training on how to look at someone's LinkedIn profile and determine what personality type they are. So what I'm going to do is in this podcast on my website, in the content, I'm going to give you some pointers on how you can learn how to do that to really empower you to determine who should be speaking to that person or how you should approach that person with your information. The other aspect is this. If you're going to go meet with a client or somebody is coming to you for your service, this works either way. And you absolutely know how you can meet their need. The temptation is to simply bring out all your data and begin to tell them how you know you can meet their needs. Because it's obvious to you. It's an obvious thing. You've got a problem. I've got the solution. However, when people do that, they don't make the sale. When people do that, they fail time and time again. Why? It's because of emotional intelligence. The majority of people, especially if they're in the service industry and they have solutions for problems, they are very intelligent. They have a lot of data to prove that they can meet this need and solve the problem. They've done a lot of research. And so it's really easy to walk into an organization as a brain on a toothpick and just provide all the data. But when you do that, your customer does not feel heard. Your customer or that potential client is not going to feel connected to you and feel like you actually care about their business. And so what is imperative that you implement in your process when you're going to meet somebody's needs is first, take time to listen. Take time to listen to what their problem is, even if you already know what it is. Take time to care about the individuals. And this really relates to B2B, B2C, whatever type of business you're in. Listen get to know the individual, care about them, find out what they do with their free time, find out what they love about what they do, find out all this information. And some of you might be thinking, well, that has nothing to do with business. I'm just here to solve the problem. But that's the problem, is that we actually do transactions with people. Money comes in the form of people's pockets. And so if you don't take the time to build those relationships, if you don't take the time to invest and listen and care, then the money in those people's pockets is not going to go into your pocket. So we've got to stop thinking of business as just transactional, because it's not. It's all about people. It's about being able to interact with people. It's being able to listen to people and really hear what they have to say, what they care about, what their true pain points are, what they love, what they don't love, what they really think are excited about, and what they really love to eat, what they don't like to eat, all of these things, and caring about individuals, what they're going through, what their toughest thing they've ever gone through in their life, really investing in relationships, authentically caring about those people. Because let me tell you, if you're fake about this, if you're not legit, people are not going to believe you, and you're then going to lose out. So this has to be authentic. In order to be successful in business, the reality of the situation is you absolutely have to care about people. If you don't care about people, if you are not that type of person, or you feel like you don't want to transform yourself, then you're best behind the scenes being the one that's going to be creating the solutions and putting the stuff together for the people that go out and meet with those decision makers and build the relationships. You've got to know your position and where you're called to be. You may be the one that is the solution provider, but if you don't have this level of emotional intelligence, if you don't truly care about people, if you don't really invest in people along the way, even if you're working B2B, then you're going to fail. And so part of this is patience, because you're not just there to meet this tactical need. You're there to connect with people. You're there to build relationships, long-term relationships. If you want a customer that just buys something from you and then leaves, that's very different than having a client. A client is somebody that you're going to service and you're going to provide services to throughout their life, throughout the process that they walk through in whatever they're doing, whether it's their business, whether it's their life. It just really depends on what type of service you provide. So if you're looking for a client and not just a customer that just walks into a store, buys something and leaves and you never see them again, you really want to build relationships. You actually see this in Starbucks, and why Starbucks was so successful is because if you look at Seattle, where I'm from, there's a coffee shop on every corner. There's a different brand coffee shop on every corner. And every day there's a new coffee shop. So Starbucks grew up in an environment where there were lots of coffee shops. But how they set themselves apart was the experience that they gave people and how they made them feel when they came to their store. So people were no longer coming just for coffee. They were coming to feel good. So if you can bring people into your community, if you can bring clients into your life and make them feel good, give them a positive experience, support them by listening, by caring, by actually wanting to interact with them, building a long-term relationships, and make that the priority over just selling them a service, in the long run, you're going to win. So that's really where emotional intelligence really needs to take place. Now, some of the things that you can do in order to begin to incorporate this into your business plan is, one, the information that I was just giving to you about understanding people's personality types and how they best receive information, the best way to communicate with them, etc. The other thing that you can do, especially if you have a lot of relationships you're managing, if there's an organization, for example, that you are trying to penetrate and you want to build relationships within that organization in order to long-term win work, then you will want to really put together a relationship plan. You're going to want to list those people You want to rate them where your relationship with them is currently. Are they for you? Are they against you? Are they neutral? Whatever that may be. Who owns that relationship? Is it you? Is it somebody else in your organization? Do you know somebody that owns that relationship? Who can introduce you to that person? Are they on a board with somebody? Is there some sort of sporting event that your children are involved in or somebody else's children are involved in that you can somehow get an introduction? Do they play golf? Do you want to go play golf? I mean, there's so many different ways on a relationship, emotional level that you would want to connect with these individuals. You want to know what they like to eat. So you want to listen to them. When they say, wow, I love sushi, then the next time you invite them out for coffee or for lunch to meet with them to build this relationship, you want to make sure that you're taking them to sushi. So it's really being aware, caring, and making sure that you know when their birthday is, sending them a card, sending something that's meaningful. If they really love golf, then you'll want to send them something meaningful around golf. And just making sure that you care. So if you actually are tracking this on a document and then you go back and you update it throughout time, and different people in your organization might actually own that relationship. It might be you, but it's something to be able to go back to so that you don't forget everything that they told you. So it's really important after a meeting that you document some of the important things that they've said to you, not just around business, about them. The other thing that you can do is put a bio together for them. You can go online and you can begin to search for them online. You can find out, you know, where they spend their time, who they're friends with. Are they still friends with college roommates, the people that they went to school with? What do they do with their free time? Do they have photos of fishing? Do they have photos of shopping? Like, what is it that they're into? What is it that they care about? And really understanding people and what's important to them. I remember I was preparing a partner to go meet with an executive that he had never met before, and he's going to this event. Well, I did a search for him online. I was putting a bio together for him, and I discovered that he had just won an award, and he was honored for this within a very small community, but a very important community. So I was able to provide this information, which then gave this partner information to have a good discussion and good conversation with that individual. And he was able to bring it up and give him credit and really find out more about what he had accomplished. And it was really a win-win because it really showed that he cared and that he took time to find that information out. You know, there was a guy that had come to me, maybe a few months ago, and he's an entrepreneur of sorts. And he began to just send me all these messages like nonstop about, oh, I can help you with your social media. Oh, I can help you grow here. I can help you grow there. But he didn't take time to get to know me and what I do, what I've done, my experience. And so my response to him was, well, I've done that for a living for 7 years. And then he'd come up with something else. Well, I can help you with this. You know, he was trying to give me the solutions. Well, I got really annoyed, as just as anyone would, because he wasn't taking the time. He showed me just by trying to give me all the solutions that he wanted my money, and he just wanted to try and find something that I could possibly pay him for. And had he actually spent time with me and asked these questions, invested in an actual business relationship, he would have discovered the actual needs that I have, the missing links that I might have had in my organization that he could actually then recommend some of his services. So when you provide somebody with information, you have to let them know that you care. You have to invest in them as an individual. Now, this takes time. And a lot of people don't have patience because they just want to make the mighty dollar. You can't make everything that you do all about money. The reality is that as you begin to invest in people and care about people, the money follows. This is why you'll often see like big four consulting firms that don't advertise. You don't see a commercial for Deloitte. I think KPMG had put some advertisements out, but it's very minimal. Why? Because everything that they do is based upon relationship. It's based upon building that relationship. It's based upon caring about people. And so when they have a need, they're going to go to the people that care. So at the end of the day, make sure that as you're building your business, that you're not just going after the mighty dollar, but that you're actually going after building relationships with people long term, because when they have a need, they're going to come to the one that actually cares. They're going to come to the one that they know doesn't just want to sell them something, but actually cares about their life, actually cares about their success, actually cares about the results that they produce in their life. And I don't know about you, but if I know somebody that's really, really intelligent, can totally meet my need, just met them, don't know much about them, they're just giving me facts and figures, and then I know somebody that knows half of what that other person really knows, but they've invested in me and they care and they really care about my success, I'm going to go to the one that I actually had a relationship with. You might even be in a situation where there's somebody that's deciding between you and somebody else that they know just as much as you do. And as far as content wise, it's the same. But when you actually invest in somebody, when you actually show that you care and you build that relationship, they're going to choose you when they have a need. So I hope that this podcast helps you today and that you can really implement this in your life and begin to succeed in the area of emotional intelligence. Thank you for listening to Thrive Radio, and I hope that you have a wonderful week.